Greetings once again from St. Michael's Broadcast, and we continue today with this mission from heaven, as established in our time by the Great Mother of God. And of course, this mission continues to flourish as people from throughout North America gathered recently at the Holy Grounds of Bayside in New York to celebrate the 36th anniversary of the Virgin Mary's apparitions here in America. It was 36 years ago that Our Lady first came to America with a plan to call her children from throughout the world, that she might dispense to them the grace of cure and conversion, and also to dispense to them the Holy Spirit. Because we have to remember that Mary is a spouse of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit engendered her. And in an age when the guiding light of the Holy Spirit has been cast off, even by the ruling members of the Catholic Church, when the Church has now lapsed into spiritual eclipse, we need this sublime star from heaven, Our Lady, to guide our path. Because it doesn't take a learned person to see that the very forces of Satan are now guiding mankind down the path of deep spiritual darkness, with this darkness even having entered upon the highest realms of the hierarchy in Rome. Were it not so, Pope Paul VI on October 13, 1977 would have never said, "The darkness of Satan has entered and spread throughout the Catholic Church, even to its summit." Accordingly, Our Lady on November 24, 1979 said, "The only guide you will have now are the messages from heaven." But enough said about this darkness and infiltration. Let us relish the light now as we reminisce on the glories of the 36th anniversary at Bayside. We can sum it up by saying that it was a weekend in the light. During the course of the anniversary, many came forward to testify to the miraculous graces received from Our Lady at her sacred grounds, which you will hear for yourselves in just a few minutes. The anniversary weekend was highlighted by a stirring talk delivered by Father James Maiara, who was a guest speaker at our 36th anniversary banquet at the LaGuardia Marriott. Father, who is in his early 30s, resides in the New York area and has a special commission for doing the Latin Indult Tridentine Masses for the New York Archdiocese. And rather than saying any more about him, we're going to go right into his homily now, which needs no further introduction.
Having heard that I offer the Tridentine Mass and the response that you gave, I take it that I'm amongst friends. Because, as you know, that's not always the case. I'm happy to be here this afternoon as you celebrate the 36th anniversary of Our Blessed Lady's apparitions at Bayside. I was asked, how did I come to know about Bayside? I grew up in New Jersey. And one day, I think it was a Saturday morning, my mother showed me the Star Ledger from New Jersey. And I believe that there was an ad announcing that there will be a talk on the apparitions of Bayside, which I never heard of, and that they will be giving out rosaries blessed by Our Blessed Mother and the rose petals. I wrote to them if they would send me the rose petals and the scapulars and the rosaries blessed by Our Lady at the sacred grounds, and also some of the messages, which they did. And I read them, and I was very impressed with it because it upheld everything at that young age that I believed in. Despite what people think, I'm not Italian, I'm Polish. In Sayreville, New Jersey, where I grew up, we went to the Polish parish. And thankfully, the pastor there in the late 70s and 80s never fully implemented the Second Vatican Council because we were kneeling still at the altar rail in the early 80s. There were no lectors. There were no Eucharistic ministers. The priests wore the Roman-style vestments. There was no sign of peace. And this is what I grew up with. And so seeing that and living that and then reading the messages of Our Blessed Mother from Bayside, it just confirmed everything. And so that is the main reason why I was drawn to the messages of Our Lady of the Roses. And then when I grew up and moved on to different places, I soon realized that St. Stanislaus Kostka Parish, where I grew up, was definitely not the norm, but it was the exception. And then that pastor dies, the new pastor comes in, takes the altar rail out, we get lectors, Eucharistic ministers, and that it was just following suit as every other parish, unfortunately, in the Catholic world. However, we still have these messages of Our Blessed Mother to sustain us and to tell us what is right, what we should be doing, what it means to be Catholic. Today we celebrate the feast of Corpus Christi. Our Lady always stated that we are to receive Holy Communion kneeling on the tongue and from the hands of a consecrated priest, the consecrated hands of a priest, and how many people today do not do that. The message just fell on deaf ears. But yet we still have to be those examples. We have to be those individuals who are going to do what our Blessed Mother wants and what the Lord wants, because this is what it means to be a faithful Catholic. This is what it means to be faithful to our baptismal commitment, our confirmation commitment. We have to be those soldiers of Christ and those soldiers of our Blessed Mother, even when it's difficult. The Lord wants faithfulness. And so even when we have opposition and people are mocking us and scorning us, and even when we feel that we are the only ones who are doing these things, there can be a temptation to not do it. There can be a temptation not to kneel. There can be a temptation to go to a Eucharistic minister. But yet we have to be strong. This is what the Lord wants. And so we pray for that grace of fortitude, the grace that the Holy Ghost gives us on the day of our confirmation, that we are going to fight the good fight, that we are going to fight the battle, knowing that we're pleasing the Lord and His Most Holy Mother. So these messages of Our Lady of the Roses are nothing new. They teach us what the Catholic Church has always taught us for centuries and centuries. What we have to be very cautious of is this new theology, this new thinking, this new religion, which is not the religion of the Lord. It's not His Catholic Church, but it's something that's made up. It's a lie. And so we always have to be true to what we have been taught and what our Blessed Mother wants us to do. And so I give you much credit for your perseverance all these years, and even before that, because the problems in the church, the crisis in the church has been going on before Our Lady appeared. That's when it pretty much began. And so you have fought the good fight for all of these years. This will continue, this will go on, that Our Lady and our Lord's work will continue until the end of time, and especially we work for getting the Catholic Church back to all of her beauty and all of what she once was. As we know, it is alive. There is this faithful remnant which you are a part of, who are trying to be Catholic at all cost, and the Lord, again, is going to give you the grace to do it. And so we have to be those warriors. We have to fight for the truth in the world today. And so these messages of Our Lady of the Roses is nothing new, because Our Lady spoke about these same things at Fatima. We hear about this third secret of Fatima, which has not been totally revealed to us. Part of the third secret, I am sure, is the apostasy which we are all living through and experiencing today, all of this liberalism which is not from God. And so what Our Lady speaks to us at Bayside, she has spoken at Lourdes and Fatima and La Salette: prayer, fasting, reparation, offering up our rosaries, wearing the brown scapular, being obedient to God, being obedient to God above all else, and not to fall into the trap of the devil, where we have false obedience to people who are not telling us the truth. And I'm speaking sadly of some in the hierarchy who are fighting against the Holy Father and fighting against the authentic teachings of the church. And so we are those examples, and we never fear, because the Lord is still guiding the church. He's still leading the church. Our Blessed Lady is in heaven right now, her sorrowful and immaculate heart beating for love of you and me, showering all of those abundance of graces upon us and our families for what we are doing for the love of her. So keep it up. Keep up your devotion to our Blessed Mother. Keep spreading devotion to her and to her messages. And may we be those living examples of what it means to be a faithful child of the Blessed Mother, who loves us and whom we love. That's why we sacrificed going to the vigils and making reparation, because so much it has to be made up for in terms of irreverence toward the Blessed Sacrament, in blasphemies against our Blessed Mother and the saints. And so never doubt what you are doing, but always be comforted knowing that the Lord loves us for it, and that He will give us every grace that we need to be the faithful followers of Our Lady and all of her messages. Thank you very much.
You're listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and that was Father James Maiara speaking at our 36th anniversary banquet at the LaGuardia Marriott on June 18, 2006. And of course, you can see the graces operating in this priest. Being a follower of Our Lady and also a celebrant for the traditional Latin Mass, this has literally flooded his life with graces, which in turn spills out onto his listeners, which at this gathering numbered at about 275. But it goes to show that when you're in contact with holy sources like Bayside or the traditional Mass, it's going to produce good fruit. As Jesus said, by their fruits, you will know them. And of course, one of the good fruits of heaven is not only that we embrace tradition, but that we keep our tradition within our parish church framework. Our Lady asks that we not run away in the face of the present crisis, but that we remain in our parishes to repair the cracks and keep the light of tradition aglow. And if you read our issue number 25 of Heaven Speaks Today, this will give you a clearer idea of what we're speaking of here. Heaven's objective is a full restoration of the Catholic Church back to its pre-Vatican II status, but this will never happen if we abandon ship. As they say, if you want to win the battle, then we have to stay in the arena and keep our tradition within the jurisdiction of the Pope, so as to fight the modernist reform. We would invite you to write for the free messages and information. You can send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. And when you go to our web, you might click on Message from Heaven, because this will give you a chance to read the actual messages from Jesus and Mary at Bayside. For 25 years, beginning in 1970, Christ and His Holy Mother would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica, and through their messages, they have instructed us on what we need to do to be faithful and true Catholics today. With that said, we have another potent example. This is Father Robert Skirla, former International Blue Army Chaplain, speaking at the 36th anniversary banquet.
Many of the people in this world are expecting God to send a chastisement upon us, something long overdue, knowing that some of the predictions speak about the annihilation of many nations. This is frightening, so what could we do about it? We know that prayers and sufferings united to the passion of Jesus Christ can diminish the terrible chastisement that we deserve. And I think the work and prayers and activity that you have had in the last 36 years has helped very much to diminish the chastisement that we do deserve in this country. So today I want to review with you the value of your sufferings and to request that we pool all of our sufferings and have Our Lady of the Roses present them to the Holy Trinity and hope that the chastisement will either be averted or at least alleviated. As I said, if suffering is so bad, why did Jesus and Mary have so much of it? And why does God send us so much? Why did Jesus and Mary have to suffer so much? We love God because when we look at the crucifix, we say, and we watch the passion by Mel Gibson's Passion. I can understand that he suffered that much, but he's showing us how much love that Jesus has for us. That much is shown in the Passion by Mel Gibson. But reversing that, how does God know how much you love him? Only by how much you're able to suffer back for him. You get it? You're starting to get the picture. That's good. If we accept the sufferings that God sends us and offer them in union with his sufferings, we will receive the greatest rewards. My friends and fellow Baysiders, 5 minutes of suffering carried or born out of love of Jesus is of greater value to us than years and years of pleasure and good times in our life.
You are listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and that was Father Robert Skirla giving a little pep talk at the 36th anniversary banquet. And of course, Father, too, is a great advocate of the traditional Mass who aspires for the complete restoration of the Church. It is fortunate that we have priests like this who are maintaining the true faith, and it's important then that we stand behind these priests, that the true dogma of faith, that is the Mass and Eucharist, continues to flourish in the hearts of the faithful as it did prior to Vatican II. Because as it stands, this mystery of faith has been greatly obscured in our time through poor liturgy, so much so that the dogma of faith today has virtually been destroyed. A new order of heresy and apostasy has ensued since the council, with the sheep being scattered in all directions, because Christ is no longer central before the public eye. The new rites have steered the people away from their God, so something is needed to pull the faithful back into focus so that Christ is lifted up in center view before the church. And that something is a return of the Latin Tridentine Mass. Our Lady and our Lord have asked that the traditional Latin Mass be returned to the church as the official Mass for the faithful. Jesus speaks to his priests on November 22, 1975, I quote, "You must now return to your traditional rites." In the message of July 1, 1985, our beloved Sister Veronica speaks along these lines where she says, quote, "Jesus wishes that the old Mass be returned to wipe out many of the errors that have crept in since the new Mass has started." And thankfully, there has been movement underway in Rome to start bringing back the old Latin Mass with some sort of regularity. Pope Benedict XVI had met with his cardinals in the past year to address this very issue. So it is fortunate that we have a pope that has shown this kind of respect for tradition. We only pray that he show the same respect for Bayside, and in fact he has already bestowed his apostolic blessing upon the apostolate. Bayside is generally known for its earth-shaking prophecies, its call to penance, its urgency, but it has equally come to be known for its incredible miracles and cures. The reason being that these grounds are hallowed by the presence of Jesus and the Mother of God. The light of God emanates from this holy site, drawing people from far and wide. And the recent 36th anniversary of Bayside was certainly no exception to this. Various nationalities and ethnicities were represented. There was even a priest there from the Philippines for the first time. And while in the sacred grounds, a number of people just walked by randomly and shared with us their miraculous story. So we're going to hear a few of these now.
And we're here on the sacred grounds tonight. This is the 36th anniversary of the Virgin Mary's apparition at Bayside. We have about 1,000 people or more that have gathered here from throughout the Northeast and various parts of the country, and coming from as far west as California, in fact, from Manila and different countries. And we have a woman here from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Your name?
Mercedes Chavez.
And I understand you have quite an incredible testimonial that you would like to share with our listeners. Would you like to tell us what happened?
In December of 2000, while working as a rehab nurse in Albuquerque, I injured my back. And the doctor diagnosed me with a herniated disc at L4 and 5, which is the lower back. And that means that there is a hole in the disc. When you move, when you turn, when you sleep, it's very painful.
Was this hole noticeable on the MRI or the x-rays?
Definitely noticeable.
And what kind of pain or what kind of discomfort was this causing you at the time?
I was having low back pain with the pain radiating down to my left leg in the sciatic area. Very painful. This lasted for approximately 5 years.
5 years, and was it getting better during this time, or was it continuing basically the same as it when you first had the injury?
The pain was about the same. Then I was put on a disability. Right now I am on a disability. I may return to work.
So now I understand a major change suddenly came about.
Last year, around this time, like I said before, while on the grounds, I was feeling very, very, I was in deep pain. I went back home. And I went to see my doctor, and he ordered an MRI. 2 days later, he calls me and he says, "I need to see you regarding the results of your MRI." So I went in and he said to me, "Mercedes, do you believe in miracles?" And I said, "Yes." At that point, I wasn't hurting when I went to see him. And I went around the desk and I gave him a big kiss because I was so elated. I couldn't believe it.
What did he go on to tell you?
He went on to tell me that these discs usually take about 15 years, maybe longer, to heal. But he did ask me if I believed in miracles, and I told him where I had been.
And he actually stated that it was healed?
The herniated discs are healed. He showed me the results of the MRI.
And of course, you have the medical documentation and the MRIs when the injury was taken compared to now the second MRI. And he is stating, as a doctor, that this is a miracle.
That this is a miracle, and I deeply believe it is a miracle. And this year I came back to thank the Blessed Virgin for healing my discs.
This cure occurred last June. Now it's been 1 year. You've come back now to give thanks, and this cure has remained to date.
Up to date. I have no pain. I don't take any medication. Nothing.
Are you going to be going back to work soon?
I don't know. I may take a permanent vacation. I've been a nurse for 36 years, and I think I've done my due.
Well, I think Our Lady was your nurse, and she cured you this time.
I do believe that.
Anything else you would like to add to the story?
I do believe, like I said, that the Blessed Virgin did heal my back. I truly believe that. This is about my fourth or fifth time to the grounds.
Well, this is certainly a testament to the miraculous and powerful graces emanating from these holy grounds. And so if any of you out there need spiritual cure, physical cure, doesn't matter whether it's your bone, your kidney, or your head, this is another proof that there is nothing that the Blessed Virgin Mary can't cure. Here she had a hole in the disc, and now apparently it's sealed up. Two holes in her disc.
Two discs that had a hole in them, and now they are completely healed, thanks to the Blessed Virgin and Jesus Christ.
Thank you for sharing that with us and continuing the faith.
Thank you.
This is St. Michael's broadcast, and we have another pilgrim on the ground that has something of a miraculous nature she wants to testify to. Your name, ma'am?
Martha Mora.
And Martha, how long have you known about the apparition of Our Lady of the Roses here at Bayside?
About 2 years.
And how did you learn about this apparition?
I looked on the website and I found out about the Bayside and Apparition St. Michael's, and I started reading all about it, and then I just drove here with my family, and that's how we found out about it.
So now I understand that as of late you witnessed something. This was on the Eve of Mercy Sunday. You had witnessed something here of a miraculous nature. Would you like to share with our listeners exactly what you saw?
Yes, I arrived about 8:30. We were running a little late, and I wasn't really expecting to see anything. And so when I got here, my husband was the first one that noticed. He saw like somebody kneeling on top of the tree, like just meditating. And I looked up, and I did. I saw somebody with a beard and a cape, a long cape, and just meditating there. And then as I looked up higher, there was like a figure, like floating or just hanging there, and there was light. There was a round ball of a bright light. And then behind the trees, this was white light. It kept coming out and back, going back and hiding behind the tree. It was a white, beautiful light. And then I kept praying the rosary, and then all of a sudden I saw this huge form, this huge body, like as tall as a building, and I saw the Virgin Mary. And then after that, the crown appeared. And then I didn't know what I was seeing, but I know I saw her. And then I got up and I ran and I told Angela, she's been coming here for a long time. And I told her, I just saw the Virgin Mary. And she says, I can tell by your face you just saw her. And then I went back to my chair and I started trembling. And, you know, I guess I was seeing all these lights and I saw the face of the Virgin Mary, but it was far away. But I could tell it was her by her mantle. But it was beautiful seeing all that white translucent light.
Would you believe that the Blessed Virgin Mary has perform this manifestation for you?
Yes, I believe that our family was blessed and they were all there that night, and it was beautiful.
And what is our Blessed Lady trying to tell you and your family?
To pray, do penance, go to confession, go to communion, and most of all, do lots of sacrifices for the conversion of sinners and the lost souls. So that's why she's appearing here, and so we need to continue to pray, fast, and do penance to help the world, to bring more peace and more conversion of more souls.
So this is going to encourage you now to fast and do more penance and really live your Catholic faith.
Yes, actually I'm doing that right now. I'm fasting on Wednesdays and Fridays, bread and water. I go to church, I receive communion every day, and I go to confession every first Saturday of each month.
That is beautiful. That really is inspiring. Thank you, Martha, for sharing that with us, and we wish you all the days of joy and peace and continue growing in your Catholic faith. We need lights of Christ out there to let their light shine before men. And I'm sure you and your family are going to be lights to keep the darkness illuminated.
Okay, thank you very much, and God bless everybody and yourself.
Thank you. This is St. Michael's Radio. We're here on the sacred grounds tonight. Again, this is the 36th anniversary of the Virgin Mary's apparitions of Bayside, New York. We have another soul that wants to share his testimony with the good people out there. Your name, sir?
Michael Piscopo Jr.
And, Michael, how long have you known about Bayside?
Since 1990.
Prior to 1990, what were you doing with your life? Well, how were things for you?
When I was in high school, I was in the drugs and alcohol. I was in partying and all kind of stuff. And so I went to the shrine in the summer of 1990. But when I went there, my life completely changed.
So your change happened like all of a sudden?
Yes. When I got home, I quit the partying, the alcohol, the drugs, no more. And I prayed my rosary every day since.
So now you've been saying your rosary every day since apparently you've become addicted to God. Now, would you say you were somewhat addicted to drugs and alcohol?
Yeah.
It certainly had become a bad habit. It kind of had entangled your life a little bit.
Yeah.
And now, when you found out about Bayside, you saw what was going on, the desire to engage in drugs and alcohol disappeared.
Yes.
This cure has remained to date. Now, this is 16 years later.
Uh-huh.
So describe your life between now and then. What have you been doing?
Praying my rosary every day since in daily mass, 3 or 4 days a week in daily mass.
You go to confession from time to time too?
Yes, I try to go to confession at least once a week.
My goodness. And so what do you attribute this dramatic change to?
Our Lady of the Rosary, Mary, Help of Mothers.
You truly believe with all your heart and mind that she is here on these holy grounds, curing the sick and converting the unbeliever and dispensing these wonderful graces. And you truly believe then that everybody should come here and partake of this grace.
Oh, yes. Mary Help Mothers, she helps everybody in the whole world.
Well, Michael, we pray that you continue with this faith, with this spirit of gratitude you have, and bring this knowledge of Christ, our Lord Jesus, to others. Because obviously, our Lord has touched you, and he wants to use you as an instrument as well, as an apostle of the latter days.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. God bless you. And we have standing by our president, Michael Mangan. Good to have you with us, Michael.
Hello, David, and to all of our listeners. It's always a pleasure.
It seems that this oasis of grace is flourishing. Many people are coming forward tonight with the testimonials of cure and conversion, some very inspiring stories, which we'll be hearing on St. Michael's Radio. And it seems that there's some very powerful graces operating here on these holy grounds now.
Absolutely, David. And Our Lady and Our Lord both have said in the message that in these latter days there would be many manifestations given to the workers, to the believers and devotees, and that's what we see transpiring now. And again, this is a testimony to the true presence of Jesus and Mary on the grounds. Come, please come, make a pilgrimage here, and you'll see for yourself, and you'll feel and sense and see, spiritually especially, the beauty and the power and the grace of Our Lady of the Roses at Bayside.
Thank you, Michael, for sharing that with us.
If you'd like to receive the free information on Our Lady's visits to America and her message, you can write to us. Send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostle at P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. That's St. Michael's World Apostle at P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. Our website, www.smwa.org.